of the rain and the snow, and they might be based in Cornwall and doing various other bits and pieces. In other words, Sarah Huntley. Are you there, Sarah?
I be here, my lovers, in the storm.
Oh, you see, now there speaks a lambda lass who knows exactly how to actually talk in a way that really...
You see me coming in here, Alexius.
Oh,
you can't see your hand in front of your head or your whatever it is. I've had a few little bits of wine to keep me going. It's absolutely ghastly. It's like, I would say, it's like the equivalent of being on a lighthouse in a storm.
In the middle of winter, when Grace Darling is actually turning around and saying, if you don't get that light lit, those ships won't stand a chance.
Yes.
Although I can't...
It is a bit like that. So I'm taking Southside down, a little walk, as I'm trundling down. Actually, see whether you can... just to prove to everyone, I'm not just making this up. If I'm going to, I just could probably lose the mobile now. Can you hear the sea?
Yes, I can say we can
hear that.
We can hear the sea. Can't we hear the sea, Joy?
I could hear the sea, yes. I could.
So I'm walking down to Ready Money, you two, which is the little beach at the end of my road, which I'll be at. And that, of course, is where Dawn French has her pile, just at the side of the beach.
Her pile of what, Sarah?
Her pile of...
hasn't people told her that ever since Lenny Henry sort of said, Dawn, I've had it, it's not working out, love, it's time to end it all now? Have people not said, Dawn, you can't just leave your piles around, you know, please?
Well, she looks a lot jollier. And actually, I have to talk a bit quietly because she might come out of her front door, but I'm just going past and I know what her tipple is at the sweet shop.
Yeah, you don't want to knock on the door.
And, and she just said, oh, Dawn French has been in here. And I was a bit silly. I said, oh, dear. Anyway, I said, what did she have? Apparently, it's peanut brittle.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Just the one bar.
I didn't about that, Joy.
I mean, this might well be going out on our podcasts and various other things as well for Sarah.
We've got to be careful. Just, let's not say too much.
No, exactly. Yeah. I mean, you know, we're still recovering from the time when Sarah actually regaled us about the flatulence suffered by Maria Margulies, you know, so please, you know.
Well, we won't say about the other one.
No, please don't. Honestly, the spice that Sarah can bring to bear. In case people are looking for the your namesake, Sarah Chase, ruraltv.tv, with Sarah very, very shortly. It's just we had to squeeze in so much onto the show, Sarah. In case I know you weren't able to listen to us online, but already you missed international stunt coordinator Ricky Ash. You missed actor Ken Kitson from Last of the Summer Wine, Coronation Street, The Sweeney, Minder, heaps of other things. Audio producer Richard Moore, Andy Comfort from BBC Radio Humberside, and Charlotte Fortune. So it's been packing in all many heaps of fine folk. Really.
I'm up there with them then, Alex.
You always have been, Sarah. As I say, the adventures of Sarah Huntley, part and parcel of the whole key scenario that we work towards.
If you've got a little film crew down with you, I feel like I'm having a French Lieutenant's moment in Cornwall. Or a Wycliffe. You know when Graham and I did Wycliffe? You know when you get do-do-do-do, and then the sea, it's crashing against the you know, Harper would love all this. It's very atmospheric. In fact, it's not really depressing if you forget it's a summer holiday. It's quite exhilarating.
Precisely. Celebrate the autumnal nature of the southwest of England. And as I look out of the Siren Studios at present, I see a kind of similar meteorological condition facing us, Joy.
It's not looking good, is it?
It's looking very interesting.
Oh, but are you two there in your Wellington boots?
Hey, always like to have a pair of Wellington boots to hand.
You know, I've got my flip-flops on.
You're just going against it. You don't care.
I've often said Joy is just somebody who, hyper-professional though she is, fundamentally, she could go to many an academic board meeting and actually halfway through think, I just don't care anymore. I just don't care. I know, because I've been there too, Joy, and I felt the same thing.
You felt it, have you?
Exactly. I felt that vibration.
Flip-flops on?
No.
You see?
Oh, it's a strange and bizarre and somewhat spooky world. And as I say, you're in for so many treats, Sarah, when you can follow a whole range of other fine folk and go to sirenonline.co.uk or indeed our sister service, southsidebroadcasting.com, and you can access podcasts and heaps of other fine things there. Sarah, it's been a lot smaller and shorter than we'd been anticipating, but knowing about Dawn French's dietary habits and how obviously removing the husband has made her an infinitely happier person, we hope. That's all, you know, it's a key point from that point of view.
I just want to tell you another little snippet from Southside Radio down in the south.
Oh, yes.
Is that I'm actually bang outside now. She joined in the floral dance and picked up Imogen's shoe for her, so I think she's been quite jolly.
Now, that's quite scary, actually, seeing Dawn French in the floral dance. And I know, Joy, you're going to say, but I do Morris dancing too.
Yes, I do.
So,
No, you'll understand. It's a very important thing to do. It's a sort of...
What, in August and September?
Oh, yes. It's quite Wicker Man down here, you know.
But that was based in Scotland.
Was it?
Have you got the wrong country? Edward Woodward went up to Scotland.
Pagan. That's the word I'm going up for.
I bet they're all vegetarians as well, really. Oh, sorry.
Oh, no, we're meat eaters down here.
Oh, Alex!
No. Oh, well, it's not short but sweet, and I don't want you to go, because I'm just saying how much I love you all.
Yeah.
And we'll be in contact, and I'm going to have another go at collecting from my wireless.
Yes, we will speak. We
at
will.
Sea tonight, when hopefully the storm's gone down a bit. Give my love to Harper and Tomlinson and everybody.
Well, we will indeed, and you can listen to them online. And so it's like a big family, isn't it, Joy?
That's
the key thing. It all connects together. Mm-hmm. And don't forget, dear listener, if you're driving or if you're just sitting listening to this in whatever shape or form you happen to be, whatever country you happen to be in, well, we invite you to be part of that family as well, because it's the Midweek Drive family. You know, it's a general family that, you know, enjoys and sees positivity in everything. It's a bit like the Hayley Mills version of the wonderful Joy of Pollyanna, but writ large across the audio airwaves.
Can I do my Reggie Caring before you go? Can I walk into the seat?
You're going to take your clothes off again, Sarah.
It's a little chilly for that, but I'm taking you into the sea in my Wellington. Hang on. Can you get there? Oh, I'm slipping a bit now.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I'm standing in Wellington.
She's on a cliff face, for goodness sakes.
Hear the come of the waves?
Yeah, I should be surfing. Yeah.
I'll let you go because I know you're short of time. But sending lots of love from the West Country.